And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy.
Have you ever in your own life felt those periods of time when you have been enthusiastic full on and then you've lost it? The truth is these things happen. I've been part of numerous groups that were very focused for periods of time and they lost it. We see it in the lives of religious orders. We see it in the lives of people that serve God. I remember many years ago talking to a Christian leader and he gave this talk and he talked about people who say, I'm with you. And then he said, but I know that some of you are only with me now, even though you call me friend, but in time when tough times come or when you experience some adversity, you'll fall away. Jesus is, in the scripture we're going to read from John 4, Jesus talks to a woman, the woman at the well. And when his disciples come back, they talk to him and they want to find out how come he's not hungry, because he says to them, my food is to do the will of the Father, because they think to themselves, maybe Jesus has been fed by somewhere else. But Jesus talks to this woman and he talks about their role and he talks about his life. You can read it all from John chapter 4, but we're going to pick up the story in verse 34. Jesus said to them, talking to the disciples, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. It doesn't take much to lose it. Could you say within your life that you're doing what God is asking you to do? The disciples become familiar with being with Jesus. And here they were awed by him when they first met him. They said, we found the Messiah, come and see. They went and called each other. They went and called others and say, we found him, come and see. He would just have to say, come and follow me. And off they would go, leaving family, they left friends, they left. Jesus, it appears, was magnetic, and yet it only took a short time and they became familiar with the extraordinary, even though they witnessed miracles. Isn't it interesting that things that are very familiar to us can become mundane, but when we only do them rarely, they become fantastic. Well, here are the disciples, and the disciples become, in a sense, familiar with Jesus, because when you see the extraordinary all the time and you do extraordinary things, extraordinary things can become very, very familiar. And it doesn't take much, even with our relationship with Jesus, to become familiar. It doesn't take much for our heart to no longer beat with the excitement it did in the early days. Things happen where that enthusiasm gets lost. But yet, in my life, I've met women and men who've been able to maintain that enthusiasm for God all of the time.